Let's talk about how to make money online, how to get rid of your 9-to-5 job and live the digital nomad lifestyle you've seen me do it. Let's use Lance Armstrong as an example. Lance Armstrong, the greatest racing cyclist of all time in terms of influence on bringing the average American, the average Joe, into the cycling reality, okay? People were inspired to ride their bike because of Lance Armstrong. His cancer story, such. Let's start with that. Let's talk about Lance Armstrong, all right? So he came from a single mum. She got pumped and dumped by some Chad. She got pregnant. The daddy did a runner. And then she's a single mum. She's got some other bro in there who's so beat her, he can't even get the girl he really wants. So he gets a single mum with someone's kid and tries to raise that, realizes it's more stress than he realized, and starts to question it, blah, blah, blah. Not a good relationship with Lance, et cetera, et cetera. Lance has got a mad chip on his shoulder. His dad, his biological dad, has abandoned him. That's like just straight up rejection, all right? So Lance is just this Lance Armstrong versus the fucking world, okay? Lance versus the world. He's 15, 16. He's fucking thrashing professional American triathletes, right? So this kid has got fucking insane talent. All right, he starts to focus on cycling, okay? Goes to the US, he's sort of semi-average. Starts taking performance-enhancing drugs like everyone else, boom, level playing field. Starts winning races, world champs. 96, diagnosed with cancer, okay? His team comes, visits him in the hospital bed. Sorry, Lance, your contract's finished. Good luck. Hope you survive. Bye-bye. So, you know what I mean? He's been kicked out of pro cycling, all right? He's like Pantani here with the chamois, all right? You can see Pantani's cheeks. You think, wow, they're like peaches. They're peachy and, round. He doesn't wear a chamois. Pantani rips the chamois out of his shorts so he can feel the saddle better. So his seat height is more accurate. Okay, Lance Armstrong was discarded by the world of professional cycling like Pantani discards his chamois. Lance Armstrong felt mad rejection. Instead of cowering away and putting his towel between his legs, all right, if the dude's got cancer, people said he's going to die, okay? He came back, man, and won the fucking Tour de France. 7 fucking times. Oh, no, he didn't. He was disgraced. He used drugs. He won the Tour 7 times, you dickhead. Everyone in every sport that's big bucks is taking fucking dope, man. Exogenous hormones is like eating breakfast at top level in basketball, baseball, rugby, soccer, AFL, all right, cycling, swimming, running, okay, javelin. You think those chicks are throwing that javelin with natty hormone levels, okay? It's all about exogenous product. If you know, you know. And if you think you know better, then you just got Dunning-Kruger. Look it up. That's you, okay? And we still love you, but we're trying to help you here. Let me help you, okay? Help me help you understand what's going on in the world. Help me help you. Let's get back to Lance. Dance like Lance, spin the wind. This is fucking iconic cycling, isn't it? And those bikes are fucking iconic. So Lance Armstrong's story. So he's won the Tour de France, man. 7 fucking times. They said, dude, you're done. You're dusted. Pack your stuff. You're probably going to die. This chemo radiation. Do you know how many people die from chemo radiation? Like, fuck, man. That's harder to survive. I mean, that's a different topic, but man, do your deep dive on that. Okay? So anyway, this is about being a fucking champion. They say you can't do it. And Lance Armstrong's, who the fuck is they? Literally, Lance Armstrong would say, who the fuck is they? Okay? So if you want to be an online person, if you want to change your job, if you don't like your job, if you're like, well, I'm grateful I've got a job, because I understand many people around the world don't, and they're living in true, true poverty. Okay? They don't have enough food for their children. Their children die. The water's infested with shit, heavy metals, etc. And they're just, they're in Pakistan, they're in Korea, like they're just, they're in tough places around the world. We're full on hardcore poverty. Okay, I'm grateful I've got this shit kicker job in Sydney or London where I work with fucking idiots, drinking Coke Zero. I work with a bunch of Karen male and female Karen to drink Coke Zero, okay? I don't like this environment, but I'm grateful I've got a job. That's a fantastic mentality to have. That's the best mentality. That's gratitude, all right? Gratitude is the foundation for life. Your best life, all right? If you want your best life, have gratitude as your foundation. So the next step is, okay, I'm grateful I've got a job, but this job ain't really me, all right? I want to do this. I want to be a pro cyclist. I want to be a pro YouTuber. I want to fucking flip Nikes. Like, I want to be a painter. I want to be a UFC fighter. I want to be a fucking OnlyFans chick. Or whatever. Whatever makes your heart sing and you think is going to help the world, that is what you should do. You think I'm a YouTuber because of the money? Fuck no, man. If I want to make serious bucks, I'd sell Dunning-Kruger motherfuckers wax chains and supplements and all that bullshit, okay? I do it. I do this because I fucking love it, man. I was doing YouTube for 3 years, and then when I was in New York, this guy's like, "How come you don't monetize your channel?" And I'm like, "You can make money on YouTube, really? How?" And you know, and this dude helped me monetize my channel. And I was like, "Damn, I'm getting paid now for what I love to do. I love this shit." All right, find what you do in life and do that, and do it well, and you'll make money. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the biggest fucking revelation. Is that you say it? Revelation? Revelation. This is the biggest revelation. When you're having your dream life, the amount of money you actually fucking need goes down so much. I hardly spend money. And when I do spend money, I'm buying something to flip because I love flipping shit. All right? You know, like, I see bikes super cheap or whatever. I'm like, I can flip that. More importantly, not just flip it, but I can get that bike, give it a wicked service, and then put it back out there into society, into the community, as a properly tuned bike, give the person some advice, give them a bit of a basic bike fit, tell them about nutrition, carbohydrate, carb the fuck up, motherfuckers, you know? And so I get a buzz out of that. I get a sense of contribution, of purpose. Life without purpose feels worthless, man. That's why you got all these celebs out there, Bieber and co. Look at Justin Bieber, man. Good-looking kid, amazing talent. Okay, it's debatable for some people, but Bieber's got talent, man. All right, and he's got fucking whatever he's got money-wise. The dude's depressed as fuck because eventually the money and the fame, you start to feel a bit empty because you're like, why am I here? Just to be another pop star? There's already many of those. Okay, the world's going to continue. What legacy am I leaving? Okay. So that's why so many celebrities are so fucking depressed, man. So I guarantee you, often the more money you make, the more depressed you will be, because chances are you're not really doing what you really want to do. And you're doing it because your parents will be proud of you, or your ex will be like, oh, I should have stayed with them. Or, you know, or you'd be like the Esche bros, oh, bro, I got a fucking better car than you, mate. You know, like this competition with people that don't really fucking matter, man. Or maybe those people do matter, like your parents or someone you care about. Maybe they matter, but their goals and standards don't really fucking matter because they're arbitrary and they're just copying it from their parents or their exes or whatever, right? How many people out there working jobs they fucking hate, but the money's good, and then they can buy shit to flex and floss and finesse? That's a lot of people. Look how much Xanax is going up. Red wine, you know what I mean? Like I got a few properties and I go through the bins, you know, you see my videos I do about that, dumpster diving and stuff, the amount of Xanax boxes and fucking empty wine bottles and shit in the rich neighborhoods where I live, it's fucking sad, man. It's fucking sad, okay? So anyway, so getting back to it, just do what Lance would do. What would Lance do? What would Jesus do, right? Do what needs to be done. Look how many people Lance Armstrong inspired to live a better lifestyle. Lance changed his diet to vegan for quite a while there with Rip Esselstein's influence, and then, you know, a vegan-esque diet afterwards, after that, okay? And that inspired a lot of other people to ride bikes, blah, 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 all right? That's a positive legacy, no matter what Dunning-Kruger haters on Reddit might say. So what does the world need of you? What brings you joy? Do that. Fuck your kids. Fuck your parents, all right? The brattiest kids I know, the most fucked up kids I know come from families with lots of comfort, all right? Don't give your kids comfort. Give them emotional comfort, not physical comfort, financial comfort. Give your kids your time and your presence. And when you're living and doing what you love to do, when you look at your kids, they will feel your happiness, and that will fuel them. How many parents are just fucking not there for their kids because like, well, I've got to pay off the mortgage and we've got to have this private school and all this bullshit? You don't, man. You don't. All right? I had a girlfriend, God bless her. She thought Philippines was a fucking state in America. She thought the capital city of the Philippines was Philadelphia. And she went to one of the most expensive private schools in Australia. And her mum's busting a hump in a job she didn't fucking like. You know, it's just like, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking, you don't need a fucking private school, man. You know? And she turned out good because she's just a good heart. And that's just luck, right? That's just fucking luck there. You can put all the work as a parent into your kid and that can become a fucking a serial killer, you know? And I'm not talking Kellogg's cornflakes. Like, you know, like you can be the best parent in the world, what you think is the best parent, and your kids will become fucking crackheads and opioid addicts, opioid zombies in Philadelphia. So my point is, do your dream job. We all need a job. If you don't have a job, as a man, especially as a man, you're going to feel like a fucking chump, man. Right? Every day I wake up, every single fucking day I wake up, I'm like, what do I want to do today? What does the world need me to do today? And I do that, okay? And I do that. That's why I have such conflict sometimes. I can make, and I do make so much money flipping shoes and stuff. No, I really enjoy it. I'm a shoe man, shoe head for over 30 years. But I'm like, man, what am I doing here? And I have to catch myself, like, dude, like, who gives about the fucking $3,000 or $4,000 a week you can make? Is this your calling? I'm like, but let someone else do it. You know, so I coach other people up to make the shoe flip cash. So it's, but again, you know, it's not me to sound like I'm God or something. I'm just saying that, like, find what brings you the joy and do that. And hey, everyone needs good shoes, all right? Everyone needs good shoes. That's no doubt there. Well, most people who can wear shoes need good shoes. You know, so just do what it fucking takes, man. Read into Lance Armstrong's story, okay? Understand the sacrifice and the commitment and the dedication. All the fucking naysayers, man. Go to Lance Armstrong's Instagram page today and look at all the Dunning-Kruger motherfuckers out there. Oh, Lance, you're a cheat. You're a dofer. You know, you're banned for cycling. You're banned, Lance. You destroyed people's careers. Destroyed people's careers? What the fuck? Lance made everyone's careers, man. From the journalists, to the mechanics, to the masseuses, to the bike manufacturers, to the fucking 8-year-old kids, you know, going through the mines in Congo to get the fucking medals out there for the DR2 shifters that Shimano uses today, selling Durace product that Lance Armstrong made famous. Like, everyone wins, man. You know, everyone fucking wins because of Lance Armstrong. The lawyers, the fucking Travis Tygart douchebag, bro. You know, everyone wins financially from Lance. Lance Armstrong is basically like, you know, they say that the tide that rises all the boats. Lance Armstrong is the financial tide that rises all the boats. Everyone benefited from Lance Armstrong and still does today. I still make money from Lance Armstrong. I still get clicks from Lance Armstrong. You know? Like, what a story, man. The story. Lance Armstrong's life is the story. It's such a reflection of the double side of society with the drugs and the doping and how fucking the average American has no fucking idea that their favorite sporting champs are all juiced to the fucking gills. People still don't know that today. 99% of people in the world still don't know today that all the world's fastest marathon times, baseballers, UFC's champions, okay, swimming records, drugged as fuck. Most people still don't even understand that. Oh, we got rid of Lance Armstrong. We sent Lance Armstrong home. We got the yellow jerseys back in the box. The yellow jerseys got recovered. There's no drugs in sport anymore. Some more drugs than ever fucking before, because everyone's like, fuck, look at the money Lance made. Could we give me that fucking needle? Let me pin some shit. So if you want something in life, you got to go out there and fucking make it fucking happen. When you lose your excuses, you find your results. It's that fucking simple. When you lose your excuses, you find your results. It's that fucking simple, okay? Just fucking do it. Don't just do it. Do it better. Find your purpose. What is your life purpose? Spend some time in a dark room, okay? No phone, just you, a little flashlight, your carbs and your water, a little mat to sit on, to lay down on, and just a pen and paper. What's my life purpose? What brings me joy? Why am I here? Okay? If I had 1 year to live, what would I do? Do that. All right? You got 1 day to live. Do that. Oh, I'd run cocaine and strippers. Yeah, but you wouldn't be doing. You couldn't do that every day because eventually you'd be like, this is fucking. I mean, Justin Bieber and co do that. Robin Williams did that. How much coke and hookers did Robin Williams smash through? Fucking maybe half the supply of LA. What happened to Robin Williams? Okay, so your purpose has to be other than hedonistic things. Okay, do that for a bit if you want. Get off your chest, scratch your itch. But what gives you purpose in life? And do that, and then you'll be so much more joyous and shit. You'll be like, I care less and less what people think. And here's another big one, man. Hopefully everyone gets there at this point in their life. The less you give a fuck what other people really think, and the more you give a fuck about doing what needs to be done on the planet, that's when life really fucking starts. When you just really give less of a fuck. People are like, Harley, how can you be so public about your life? And, you know, like, it's amazing. Like, I just couldn't. People call you all sorts of things and people twist your word and they use your openness as a way to fucking half-truth shit. Like, I don't know how you do it. I laugh at this shit. I mean, I get frustrated sometimes. Like, you fucking wanker, you dog, you schnitz or whatever. But I'm like, sorry, dogs. You know, but I understand the game. I understand how the clout works and fame, clout chase and all that stuff, you know. Done it myself. Like, I understand it, man. But I'm just saying that when you're living your purpose, you quickly can just let things go. Because you're like, what am I doing? I'm living my dream life. Why the fuck am I getting angry at this douchebag? Let it go. Let it go, okay? Feel the bit for a minute and then just let it go. Because, you know, like, I think, like, just, yeah, there's nothing better in life for me than being fit and healthy, riding my bike, helping other cunts get on the bike, you know, just having that ability to breathe hardcore, flex up a mountain, help other people, help animals, etc., help the planet. For me, that's peak living. That's peak living. And I know some people worth hundreds of millions of dollars, man. Hundreds of millions of dollars. And they're depressed as fuck. Literally. Hundreds of millions of dollars they're worth. And I see them. I catch them here and randomly in my life of New York, LA, etc. Adelaide. I see these people randomly. You know? Some very wealthy people I know. And I just see them, man. Just looking depressed as fuck. And when you're my age and you're that experienced with dealing with people, you can spot depression pretty fucking quickly. Right? The fake smile and the hey and the well-presented often you'll find, what I find is the people who dress the best, have the best cars, the shiny shit, are often the people who are feeling the most sad inside. They want to put on this fellow exterior to say, hey, look at me, I'm doing great. And unfortunately, 99% of the time they're not. And that's why you see, man, you see so much drug usage, cocaine usage, man, Xanax and alcohol with people who are fucking filthy financially rich, but happiness poor. Okay, so if you think that the money and the fame and the bitches and the bros will make you happy, they'll give you some good feelings for a bit, you get some tingles, no doubt, but it won't give you the full joy in your heart that keeps you satisfied in life. For me, helping the planet, serving the planet, that, man, you know, that brings me joy. Today I caught a pigeon, had a string on its foot, cut the string off its foot, aka string foot pigeon. Man, I felt that gave me more joy than any fucking 10 grand of the day sale I ever made. Guaranteed, man. Guaranteed. But like, fucking 10 grand, I'll fucking eat a pigeon. You know, like, it's, yeah. I feel so fucking grateful that I've been able to live on the, you know, the poverty, Australian poverty side. And then I've also been able to live on the Australian financial side where I don't have to worry about money ever again. You know, I remember back in the day, I was like, every dollar, I'd know every dollar in my bank account. I'd know every, to the 10 cents, what I used to earn, what I used to own in my possession. Okay? So I've lived where 10 cents mattered to me. Where if I found 10 cents, a lot of 10 cents, you know? to where I, you know, I am now. So I understand what it's like to be on both sides of the fence in an Australian economy. I don't understand what it's like to be in, you know, Rwanda or Sudan or whatever. But I can imagine. Yeah, so if you want something, man, you just got to go out there and make it fucking happen. No excuses. This the biggest mistake people make as well is like, I've got time, and nah, you don't. Because no one knows how long we've got in life. Another big excuse is like blaming other people. Oh, when I get this, then I'll do that. And the when-then game, and we all do that. That's just default setting. Everybody does the when-then. When this happens, then I'll do that. And that's the biggest fucking, that's a fuck up as well. Right? Just when the time is now. Right? The best time to do it was yesterday. The second best time is right now. Take action on your goals. Okay. I recommend people quit their job. All right. Cut, like, not to burn, don't burn the bridges, but cut the ropes. Okay. Like, you know, like, you're on the island, like, get out there. All right. Get to the island and say, Captain, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate you, but you got to go now. Like, don't shoot the captain and sink the ship. Like, let the captain sail the boat away. Okay, don't burn the bridge. Maybe one day you want to go back. But then you're on your island. Like, you have to leave the ship. You have to leave your current job or relationship or whatever, or grab the kids and say, hey, we're gonna be homeless now. We're going to sleep on the street. Can you imagine, if you got bratty kids, can you imagine how much that would change if you're living on the in the fucking bush in a tent? But I'd fucking, why'd I throw my kids off a waterfall? But, you know, just, I mean, the first few days are going to be quite tough, aren't they? But imagine that adventure. Like, imagine that. Imagine vlogging that shit. Imagine how much views someone would get when Daily Mail picks up and shit. I quit my job, sold the house, and now me and my kids, we live on the street. We live in the park. We live in Skid Row. You know what I mean? Like, imagine that. Imagine that. That would be some viral fucking shit, man. That would be some viral shit. But then you'd be making too much money. You'd be back to square one again. So I'm just saying that the thanks to social media, there is more opportunities than ever before. Yes, there's a lot of competition now. It's insane. But I sent Natasha today, like, we were in the mall, and there was this skinny kid, like, really fucking skinny, man. Like, he looked like a human huntsman spider. And he's got his bushy hair, and he's like a real twink, like a super twink dude. And he's on a bicycle as well, mountain bike. And I said, look, Natasha, look at that kid over there. Like, I bet he would get bullied at school. I bet he would, you know, the girls would be just like, ugh. But that dude, he had such a unique look. And me as the YouTube talent scout on the planet, I don't know anyone else out there who's created more star YouTubers than me, I could just tell this kid, hypothetically, could be a fucking star. Now, does he have the mental wit for it and the thick skin? Fucking who knows. I'm just saying, based on his look, he had it. Some people don't have the look, but they have the wit. Some people don't have the look, they don't have the wit, but they have the consistency. They follow the templates I recommend to be YouTube, you know, content creator, etc. So they have that consistency. Okay. So whatever you have, use it. You know, it could be an asset, it could be wit, it could be a template. You got to be able to understand, to identify patterns as well. And everything's going to social media now, all right? AI is coming, man. And that's going to take us so many jobs. Fuck, man, it is going to be a very, very hard time for young people today who are born today. It is going to be very, very difficult in the future. And that's not me being negative, that's me being real. And if fuck, man, get a vasectomy, man. I couldn't imagine what it's going to be like to be born, to be a 20-year-old in 20 years' time. Like, what the fuck? Like, being an OnlyFans model would be like working as a checkout chick, all right? The pay will be so low, but it'll be so common and so accepted, you know, it'd just be crazy, all right? Every year, every month, more and more girls get onto OnlyFans, younger and younger, and more they get paid less and less because there's so much competition and there's so many options, okay? So it's crazy. And then there's the backlash of, like, that these girls, you know, can they mentally handle being all exposed out there on the internet? You know, and most of them can't. Most of them are on Xanax as it is already because, you know, their mum found out, or their dad found out, or their ex-boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. So these girls are popping Xanax to deal with anxiety instead of just carbon up and just relaxing. And then their looks are fading, and then it's just, you know, it's crazy, man. It's a shit show out there. But again, that's an example of like, don't do it for the money. Like, don't do it for the money. Like, I do OnlyFans and stuff because it's like, hey, you know, I like it. It's fun. I get paid to fuck. Like, yeah, count me in. But, you know, I got no regrets. I got no, like, whatevs. I'm living my best life. I'm doing what I want to do, you know? So, you have to do what you do for free, right? I fuck Natasha for free. And if I'm going to get paid to be on camera, then yeah, okay, I'm doing it for free. I'll fix bikes for free. I'll make YouTube videos for free. I'll catch pigeons and help seagulls and just take the string off their foot. I'll dumpster dive. I'll do all these things I'm getting paid for, except for the pigeons, I do for free anyway. But if someone said to me, hey, like, I want to do a documentary, I will pay you. I'm like, it feels a bit weird to get paid for doing something I'm doing anyway, but yeah, okay. You know? Like, fuck, man. Like, do what you love to do. Do what you do for free and then find a way to make some pennies off that, and you're good to go. Life, like, just, man, but people are so addicted to the comforts, aren't we? We're so addicted to the comforts. Oh, I've got to have this bed, and I've got to, like, fucking live, like, look at all the people out there. Like, there's over 400 million kids in the world who live in dangerous areas, civil conflict, etc. 400 million, man, right? Where they're worrying about the bomb or the terrorist or whatever dropping that night. Like, come on, man. We can camp in a fucking, in the bushes, somewhere private and safe. You know, like, there's so many epic places near you where you live today or 10 miles out or whatever where you could camp in total tranquility and peace and privacy and safety. Okay? And then you have to worry about paying rent. And then, you know, it just goes on and on and on. There's just so many ways to live such a joyous, simple life. I remember, to wrap it up, we ran well on here for a while. But I remember in 2006, I cycled from Seattle, SeaTac Airport, down to Los Angeles. I took a while to do it. I was just staying with people and really, really enjoying the trip. It was a fucking life-changing experience. And I went to like a raw food event. I met some characters, which I helped get online today. And rode my bike, my Trek 5500 US Postal Lance Armstrong 2000 model edition, and with some Mavic Heliums on there. Rode down to LA, and I remember I was in San Francisco, and there was this cafe called Cafe Gratitude, and it was really fucking tasty, vegan, raw food and stuff. So I go there a lot, and and I was camping out a lot of the time. Like, I don't think I spent a dollar on an accommodation. And I cashed in some what's called superannuation. And at the time, I was living on welfare, right? So I saved all my welfare money up, cashed in my superannuation. I had an injury where I couldn't really work consistently with my blah, blah, blah. And but I could ride a bike, you know, here and there. Couldn't race or do anything epic, but I could just, you know, get from A to B most of the time. And so I'm here camping out so I can afford the raw food restaurants, you know what I mean? So I can pay for a hotel, or I could camp and then have, because the raw food restaurant's a crazy price. But anyway, I met this lady, this homeless lady in San Francisco, on my way to Cafe Gratitude. And she said something about where you're riding from, because I had all my stuff on my bike. And she said, oh, you're Australian. I said, yeah, yeah. And we were chit-chatting, and I saw you're living out homeless. What do you think about it? She goes, I love it. I love being homeless. And she had a trolley, and she had like a sleeping bag in there and all these books. You know, she was like a full book lady. I was like, you got like a library on wheels there. And she's like, yeah, I love it. Like, this is the first time in my life I can sit down and read my books. I love reading books. You know, I go to the park, I sit down, and no one, I've got no kids nagging me. I've got no crazy husband nagging me. I just sit down, I read my books as much as I want, whenever I want. And she looked so, and this is before I had, you know, we had phones and could do interviews and stuff, but like, fuck, it would have been good to be able to interview her. And she looked so happy. I mean, she looked a bit scruffy and stuff and being homeless and all, but you know, but then again, looking back, she could just jump out of a Volvo car and you'd believe that too. But yes, that just changed my whole reality. And then went to Cafe Gratitude, and they're like, what are you grateful for? So I'm grateful I met that lady. So it's like, you know, here's someone who isn't a Karen. She wasn't complaining about anyone. Oh, my husband ripped me off. He was a gambler, and he gambled away our life savings, and then he died, and now I've got nothing, and I'm on the street. You know, she was like, instead of focusing on that, she's like, well, I get to read my books all day and I get to sleep pretty much wherever I want, you know? And I was like, damn, that's a good way to see life. So be like Book Lady and see the good things in life, or just suffer. Life is too short to suffer, as Tony Robbins says. Go listen to some Tony Robbins stuff. Yeah, he's corny, he's American, blah, blah, blah. He's loud, but he's got some fucking magic bombs, man. Listen to the shit. Especially about, you know, mentality and gratitude. So that's the deal there. It's just, you got to go out there and take it, man. Lance Armstrong is a great example. We've got Book Lady. There's examples everywhere, man. Like, just quit your job. Do what you love to do. Take the pay cut. Move back in with your parents. Move out. Go homeless. Do whatever the fuck it takes to do to live the lifestyle you want. And remember, most really financial people are fucking depressed as fuck. And most poor people are fucking winning in life. All right? I think you're a winner in life. If I can walk up to you and give you a bag of sugar, a bottle of water, and a loaf of bread and some jam, and if that lights up your fucking face, like, fuck, man, dude, jam, fuck yeah, bread, yeah, fuck yeah. If that lights up your face, in my opinion, you are fucking winning in life, okay? You are winning in life. If I give you the jam, sugar, bread, water, bottle of water, and you look at me like, who the fuck are you? Step back. Step back. Then you are fucking losing in life. Okay? You are losing in life. Remember that video I did in 2008? I'm sitting on that big cliff edge there in Northern Territory, Darwin, on the coast. And I'm like, you can walk up to someone with a tray of the best peaches in the world. And people are like, ugh, peaches. Ugh, sugar. Ugh, fruit. Ugh, fruit flies. Ugh, get away. And other people be like, oh my God, peaches, bro. Fuck, these are dope, man. Thanks, brother. Yeah, lad, cheers. You know, same situation, the same tray of peaches. Two totally different responses. So it just comes down individual. Is your life going to be pain, suffer, misery, and lots of cash? Or is it going to be fucking joy, gratitude, and lots of cash? Or maybe fuck all cash, but lots of time to enjoy life? Good questions, aren't they? Your life, your choice. Do what you want to do every fucking day. Tomorrow, wake up and only do what you want to do, no matter what the consequences.